Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dig Bible Study Method podcast. I'm glad you're joining me today as we not only study Scripture, but learn how to study Scripture using the Dig Bible Study Method. Now, before we get into studying, I have a quick couple announcements for you. First of all, we are writing a book that will be made available soon that goes more in depth into the Dig Bible Study Method, as well as how it came to be and maybe how to do Bible studies with groups. And so that'll just be a great resource for you. Check back on our website, and we'll also let you know when that's going to be made available. Secondly, here on the podcast, we're going to begin an exciting new adventure as we study through the Scriptures. And the way that we're doing that is by using the curriculum that we've created for children's ministries, whether it's a Wednesday night Bible study for kids, or if somebody wanted to use it for vacation Bible school. We've developed 2 years worth of curriculum, and we're going to go through those so that they'll be a resource to you. The first year curriculum goes through the entire Scriptures front to back over 27 weeks, and then the second year spends 27 weeks going through the life of Christ. And so it's just a great way to not only introduce kids to Scripture, but teaches them how to study Scripture as well. So get your Bible and come join me back here, and we're going to study the very first week of curriculum with the Dig Bible Study Method. Well, now that you have your Bible and we're all set to go, turn your Bible to Psalm 119, verse 105. We're just doing one verse today. And as you're turning there, I'm just going to overview the Dig Bible Study Method. It's really simple because we use the word DIG as an acronym to remember the steps. There's just three steps. The first step is details. And as we think about details, we come to any verse in the Bible, and it's packed full of details because there's a whole bunch of words in there that God put in there. And so as you come to any verse or passage of Scripture, the first thing you want to do is begin to really notice the details that are in the verse. Details are always important in our lives. In fact, my mom was just sharing with me an important detail in her life, and that was yesterday she and my dad celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary. A lot of details packed in there, and all kinds of details are important in our life. Well, you know what? They're just as important in the verses of Scripture. So as we go through even one verse today, I want you to pay attention to the different words that are being used. Any names, places, verbs, all those things are important, and that's step one, the details. The second is what we call interwoven. The first one is D for details. The second one is I for interwoven. What that means is how all the details were interwoven together in the verse or in the passage, because none of the details exist on their own. They're all packaged together. And in this instance, we're going to see them in a psalm, in a piece of poetry that could have been sung. And so we want to see how they're all put together. And just as my parents were celebrating their 48th wedding anniversary, my mom was telling me about how she could look back at those 48 years. It was almost one big story, and how awesome it was to see all of the friends and the people across all the different places and periods of their life that all strung together in this one big story. And that's kind of what we're looking for when we come to a passage. We see all the individual details, but they're all part of one big story, both in the verse or in the passage, but also in the whole Bible. So what we do in the second step is just read straight through the passage again. So the first one, we had details. The second step, we had interwoven. And the third step, which is the most important step, is G for God. And this is the most important thing because this is God's word. He gave it to us in order to reveal himself to us. So let's look at our passage, and we're going to use these three steps and just quickly study one verse of Scripture. Again, this is the first week of the curriculum in our Bible Diggers kids curriculum that you can download for free on our website at digbiblestudy.com. So I've got my Bible out. I have actually an ESV Bible. I don't know what you're using today. If you have a question about what translation to use, you can get on our website. We have a little write-up there as to how to use or which translation to use. So you can go take a look at that. But this passage goes like this. And again, we're just looking at the details. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That's quick. It's simple. It's just one verse. But let's look at some of those details. So it says, "Your word." David here is writing, and he's not just talking to his wife. He's not talking to himself or any other person. He's talking to God. "Your word, God." And it's important to distinguish that word from any other word, isn't it? God's word is what? It's always full of truth. He never lies. The scripture tells us that we can build our lives on it like it's a foundation for a house, that his word is living and active. And so David here is talking about God's word. He's not talking about any other document. He's not talking about email. He's talking about God's word and all that it contains. And it says, your word is a lamp to my feet. So if you consider what a lamp is, what is a lamp in your life? Just think of how far we've come to have lamps that we flip on with a flick of a switch. And how important that is when maybe we're going down to the basement or anywhere where we need light. This says, your word's a lamp to my feet. And in the same way that we might stumble if we were in darkness in the real world, spiritually, we would stumble, our feet would stumble if God's word didn't light and lamp where our feet are to go. And he continues and says, it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So again, it's that light. It's something that's illuminating and keeping something from being dark in order that the path, the way that we are to go is clear. It reminds me of how, we have a tree house out behind our place, and we often go out there to sleep at night. And it's important when we go out to sleep at night that we just don't go walking through the yard. Even though we generally know the way, it's pretty dark out there. There's not a lot of street lights or different things available. It's usually a dark, starry sky. And so when we go out there, it's important that we have a flashlight. And sometimes we'll even wear headlamps so that those lamps, those lights can light our way. And it's really important once we get to the ladder because we need really sure footing. So, we might think we don't need it. We know the way, but it's really important when our lives are maybe falling and breaking an arm could happen if we didn't know where we were going. So it's really important. So here again, this is really relevant to our spiritual life. And David has been talking this entire psalm about God's word and his laws and his commandments and how good they are. And here in this passage, it really gives a great indication that this word is a lamp to his feet and a light to his path. So that's the details. We just really quickly looked at each one of those words that were in there. And let's go back again, and we're just going to reread this one verse. So we did step one, looking at all the details. Now let's do step two, and I'm just going to read the verse straight through. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's it. And for interwoven, since we know it's part of a larger psalm, a larger song, you might want to go through and reread all of Psalm 119 on your own. But there again, we saw all those details put together. It just strings together the word, how it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Now, this is critical because we're not just considering how this makes our church experience better. We're not saying it's only when we're having our prayer time. He says there that this is for his whole life. Everywhere that he goes and whatever he does, the word of God is going to be important. So let's go to our last step. We've looked at details and then we looked at interwoven. But what is this telling us about God? What did you get? I'd love to hear in the comments below maybe some of the things that you learned about God, even from this one verse. If you need a moment, just press pause and then come back and hear what I have to say, what I learned about God in this passage. What I learned about God in this passage, how he's revealing himself to me is to give me an assurance of his word. This is, again, said repeatedly by David in this psalm. He says at one point, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's this completeness of putting all your trust in the word of God. Why? Because God's word can be trusted. How many times have you had somebody in your life look at you and just flat out tell you a lie? Now, how many times have you done that to yourself? Well, you look yourself in the mirror and maybe you ignore sin, or maybe ignore the fact that you're desperate and lonely, or maybe ignored the fact that you're suffering from pride, or maybe ignored the fact of just how blessed and forgiven you've been. Sometimes we're the biggest deceivers to ourselves, but we can trust the Lord's word, right? I mean, he'll always be good to tell us the exact truth. And so it's so great that you're beginning this journey of learning to study God's word and really studying it. And you need to take some time on your own to just Start dwelling in these scriptures. Use the Dig Bible Study method and ask God, how are you revealing yourself to me? Because he's going to use his word to be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. I believe he wants to bless you, and his greatest blessing is to reveal himself to you. Well, thanks for joining us today. I hope you join us next time as we go into the second lesson of the Bible Digger curriculum, as we again study the Word of God together on the Dig Bible Study Method podcast.